All right, thanks a lot. Beadle, joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick down here at MetLife Stadium. Coach, it's a little bit of a long preseason. No joint practices, but preseason game number 4 takes place tonight, and then it's on to the real thing next week.
Right, and this will give us a good look at some of our players that didn't play as much last week against Carolina, and give everybody a good opportunity to show us what they can do.
Speaking of Carolina, going back to last week, big 18-play drive for them. Your defense is out there for a long time, but you still hold them for a field goal. Sort of look for, I know you don't look for the silver lining, but that was pretty good to hold them to 3 points there.
Yeah, it was. It was a big big play on the third down, a goal play. Then Stephon broke the pass up. And even with as much as they gained in the first half, our red area defense kept us in the game. We had some opportunities to, if we could just put a few points on the board to actually, stay in the game or go ahead, but we just weren't able to do that.
Offensive and defensively, it looks like Philip Dorsett made some plays in that game, some big conversions. Seems like he's still nice, establishing a nice rapport with Tom. And on the flip side, a guy like Keon Crossan, weeks prior, made some penalties. Seems like he stepped up and made some good plays in that game last week.
Yeah, I agree with both those things. Really, this is a big opportunity to develop consistency. Which one was it, the good or have we improved, and is it actually have we turned the corner and we've gotten past some of the mistakes we made in the first week or 2 weeks of preseason? So we'll get a good evaluation tonight and see where things are at.
Speaking of tonight, a lot of people talk about the offense and defense. There could be two guys that could potentially make this team with good special teams efforts. Is that fair to say in sort of the fourth preseason game?
Yeah, absolutely. There's still a lot of roles that need to be defined on our team, and guys are competing hard for it, and some of those may be roster spots, some of them may be practice squad spots. We'll just have to see how it all turns out, but yeah, this will be an important game for a lot of guys tonight.
Sense any tenseness with some guys? I mean, I remember back in the day, we would have about 3 cuts by the end of preseason, sort of knew how the team was going to face up. I mean, you still got all the guys still here. I know you're dealing with some injuries and trying to get some guys healthy, but you got to make some important decisions here with this football team in the next 2 or 3 days.
Yes, and I don't think there's any question. There's an uneasiness probably amongst every team in the league. There's so many guys that there are a few guys that know they're going to be on the team. There are probably a few guys that know they're not going to be on the team, but there are a whole lot of guys that are really need to see what their fate is going to bring, what their role is going to be, and it was a good competition for us at a lot of different positions, and not just at the position, but at the complementary position. So if you carry extra in one position, that cuts your numbers down in another position. So I think that everybody's well aware of the roster moves that are imminent and anxious to see how it's going to go.
I know you've spoken before, you like to use the month of September as sort of an extension of the preseason. You're heading into your 44th year when this regular season starts. Would it be sad to have only 2 preseason games instead of maybe 4? To where you sort of got to squeeze this one in, to where you'd like to get it going during the regular season?
Yeah, I'm not really worried about how things are going to be structured. We don't have any control over that. We just want to take advantage of our opportunities and get the best look we can at our players, give them a fair evaluation, give them an opportunity to play. So whatever we have to operate with, we'll work with.
I agree with you. I'm happy I'd just be able to find bus 5, at this point of the year. Coach, good luck tonight. Can't wait to get this thing started next week.
All right, sounds good, Scott. Thank you.
All right, let's throw back up to Beadle at Splitsville.